Oh, hi. Thanks for tuning in. You caught me at a good time. I'm on hold with tech support. Could be weeks before I talk to an actual person, but I do have my friendly automated corporate operator here with me. She keeps me company here in the hold queue. She'll be along any minute now. Always likes to make sure I know she's close by.
Your call will be answered in the order it was received.
There, you see? I'm telling you, she is on it. Of course, that was the sixth time I've heard that particular voice prompt, but what if I forget?
Yeah,
sure, I'll hold. And I'll hold. And I'll hold. I'll watch my kids endure their teen years, graduate from high school, and leave for college while I hold.
And I'm just a waste of energy. And she's just wasting my time. So why don't we get together?
You know, I wish she could just level with me. Just give it to me straight, automated operator. You know you want to.
I'm sorry, but we're not concerned enough with your problem to hire the number of people necessary to get you an actual employee anytime soon.
There. Now, was that so hard?
Couldn't you just try one of our automated options and leave us the hell alone?
Oh, yeah. The automated options. You know, there ought to be a new Murphy's Law.
The number of automated options available to a caller increases proportionately with the caller's desire to speak to a living human being.
Huge choice after choice indeed. And why is it that when you first hook up with the automated operator, the option to talk to an actual person always winds up last on the list of choices? Couldn't that be moved up a few notches? Sometimes I'll wander aimlessly for weeks through all of the various menus and submenus. And then I'll just lose it and do something incredibly stupid. Like press zero. Now, you'd think that zero, which used to stand for operator, mind you, would get me to a living human organism. But no, that's not necessarily the case these days. More often than not, pressing zero simply seems to alert the system to the fact that a caller is trying to circumvent the sacred menu listening process.
Oh no, you press zero. That's so cute. Well, you can't talk to a real person before I'm ready for you to, so let's start again, shall we?
Okay, sure, why not? I'm Jeff Hoyt. Welcome to Hoytus Interruptus.
Come on and
answer your phone. Answer your phone. Pick up your receiver. I know that you're at home. Answer your phone. Answer your phone.
Corporate America, here's my advice. Let's start with the on-hold music. Good idea. Keep it. Something a little less elevator-like would be nice, but at least the music tells me I'm still in the queue so I can get some work done while I'm waiting. Just don't interrupt me every 20 seconds or so to thank me for
calling. Thank you for calling. We are experiencing a high volume of calls. An operator will be with you shortly.
You know, call me ungrateful, but after I've been thanked for the seventh time, I'm pretty much tapped out on different ways to say you're welcome. If I could ask anything of my friendly automated corporate operator, though, I guess it would be this. Don't give me the phrase. You know the one I'm talking about.
Your call is very important to us.
There it is. I hate that one.
Please continue to hold.
I mean, seriously, can there be any phrase more bereft of meaning on the planet than your call is very important to us? Each time I hear those words, I'm reminded just how unimportant my call is. Now, before I go any further, I should set the record straight here. It just so happens that I am one of those automated operators. Ironic, isn't it? Yeah, as a voice actor, I sometimes get hired to be that voice in your ear, guiding you on your journey through hold hell. In fact, I have even uttered for recorded posterity the words, "Your call is very important to us." I've even suffered the ultimate indignity of having those words spoken to me by me. If I've ever said these words to you, I apologize. Please know I didn't mean them. Just once, I wish I could say, "Thanks for holding. Boy, you must be getting really tired of listening to Kenny G's take on Girl from Ipanema by now. Could I interest you perhaps in Pat Boone's stirring musical tribute to Deep Purple?" Okay, I think I'll stop biting the hand that feeds me now. There is hope for corporate America. GetHuman.com is an all-volunteer movement created to help make it easier for consumers to get humans when they call companies. You can access a database that lists the secret shortcuts that'll get you to a real person when calling a company for customer service. They've also included a set of standards that they're encouraging call centers to adopt that include options to choose your hold music, disable the ads that companies like to run while you're waiting, and above all, pressing zero at any time should take you to a person. But let me just say, to their credit, many companies are at least trying to make their automated systems more user-friendly. For instance, during a recent train trip to Montana, my son and I got to meet Julie at Amtrak.
"Hi, I'm Julie, Amtrak's automated agent."
On the last day of our trip, we called several times from the river we were rafting to check on our train status and found Julie's recorded prompts cheerful and friendly.
"Okay, train status. Let's get started."
And if she wasn't quite clear on what we wanted, she would actually take responsibility.
"My mistake. Please say the arrival station again." For example, you could say something like, "New York Penn Station."
Now, if you ever want to bypass Julie and talk to an actual agent, here's a very simple way to get there.
"Do you know the train number?"
"Why, yes, Julie, I do."
"Great. What's the train number?"
"Penguin."
"Sorry, I didn't hear you. Please say the train number you're interested in, or enter it on your keypad."
"Rubber band."
"Sorry, I didn't get that. I may have heard something in the background."
"Oh, those are the aliens that are about to abduct me. Let me put one on the phone."
"Sorry, I didn't understand."
"Dis-lup-mwak-ning-mwak-li."
"Sorry, I still didn't understand."
"Jubak-ni-sim-wak-ni-mo."
"Sorry, I'm having trouble understanding you. Let me transfer you to an agent who can help you. Hold on. Your call may be recorded to ensure quality."
There. I'm on my way to an actual human being. And I've even got quality insurance. While my son and I were standing on the platform outside Glacier National Park, waiting for our train back to Seattle, up walked your quintessential train freak. Union Pacific hat with train pins in it, an Amtrak belt buckle, Burlington Northern t-shirt, and a handheld radio blaring out live rail chatter. After a half hour or so of endless train stories and minutiae, he actually tried to convince my son and me that Julie was an actual live person. He said she was instructed to sound automated. I was tempted to reveal my extensive inside knowledge of how layered interactive phone systems work, but it felt like the equivalent of telling a kid there was no Santa Claus. He clearly had a special relationship with Julie that was best left alone.
"Hear me calling.
Now, before we dismiss the notion of an automated operator who's actually live but sounds recorded, I should point out that it has happened. Back in college, I had a summer job working as a DJ for a small-town radio station in Oklahoma. One of my jobs was to pre-record the weather forecast and put it onto an answering machine. People could call the special K-Law weather line and get not only the weather, but a short ad for the bank who sponsored the service. When people would call in, though, the machine was set to speakerphone, so any of us could hear whatever the caller might care to say to the recorded me. And often, they weren't very nice. It appeared that I was the target at which many young teenagers could practice their most creative profanity. Then it occurred to me that if I picked up the receiver before the machine could click on, the recording would never play, leaving me to do the weather announcement live. So one day I grabbed my script and went for it.
This is the KLAW 101 weather line, brought to you by First National Bank.
I read the pre-written ad for the bank, which of course was followed by the local weather forecast. Meanwhile, two boys, probably about 13 or 14, began calling me names. I was called a dickwad, a jerk-off, a motherfucker, and in a burst of spontaneous creativity, one of the boys called me a big pussy. I just kept reading the script exactly as written. For the most part.
The extended forecast for Lawton Fort Sill calls for continued sunny skies through next weekend, with highs in the upper 80s and overnight lows in the 60s. But really, what do I know? I'm just a big pussy. But thankfully, so are you. Thanks for calling the KLAW 101 weather line.
Of course, the kids then apparently called all their friends, who immediately called the weather line over and over and over again. But all they got was the original recorded announcement. Then the first kids called back, screaming at the recorded me that they knew I could hear them, demanding that I call myself a big pussy, which I can only assume made them look rather silly to their friends. But I digress. A recent national survey found that 7 in 10 consumers are less likely to do business with a company after a bad call center experience. The Get Human Project at GetHuman.com has over 1 million consumers who are working together to soon publish a list of the best and worst mass-market consumer companies in the U.S., based on both the quality of the support received and, first and foremost, on how long it takes to get to a human on the phone. They make a very good point. I mean, think about this. Why is it that marketing departments spend all their money to reach customers while call centers spend all their money to hide from customers? Seems like there could be a disconnect there. Oh, that reminds me. Tech support dropped my call several minutes ago, and I got to get back in line. So that's it for this edition of Hoidus Interruptus. Special thanks to guest voice promptress Leslie Wadsworth. To hear any of the other shows, search Hoidus in the iTunes Music Store or go to greaterradio.com. The podcast link is right there under the cowboy hat. Thanks for taking the time. I'm Jeff Hoyt. I'm in the phone booth, it's the one across the hall.